Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody, welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, what the living hell's going on with Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War?
Well, Scott Telfer, there's a few things going on with it, but first I want to dive into the actual sales, because it's actually, for the first time in 13 years, been knocked off the number one spot on opening week, at least in the UK. Since my birth, I'm only 14, so this is the first time I've ever seen this, and I started getting into games when I was 1 year old. So this is from Games Industry Biz, who always does the roundups of the sales for the games in the UK every single week, and they reported that the Cold War physical sales are down 64% on last year's Modern Warfare. It debuted at number two in the charts, like I said, for the first time in 13 years. And this was behind Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which took the number one spot. So it was kind of like a tale of two cities in some form. Like, Assassin's Creed Valhalla actually sold double the amount that Assassin's Creed Odyssey did at launch, while at the same time, Call of Duty Cold War underperformed on last year. So that resulted in the new number one and number two. But this is interesting just because this is the first time it's happened, at least in the UK, like I said, like in over a decade, and it takes a lot to dethrone Call of Duty, and it's happened this year. So I kind of just wanted to jump in why this might have happened, why this year has been the year that we've finally seen Call of Duty maybe decline in a big way, because it has declined before, you know, like the likes of Ghosts, you know, didn't perform as well. Infinite Warfare didn't perform quite as well, but never to the point where it's been knocked off the top spot, which is why it's very noteworthy today.
The idea of it being like the launch Call of Duty being the one that doesn't sell as much as well is a hell of a talking point. I think in regards to Assassin's Creed, to throw that in, like obviously you had, it's always the momentum of a franchise. Like Assassin's Creed Origins was the big sort of kind of soft reboot after Syndicate, and it was like, you know, they changed up a lot of the game mechanics, and then Odyssey only came like a few months after. They didn't wait a full year. I remember Odyssey being earlier in the year that followed it, and I think that a lot of people just didn't want another 200 hour game, considering that they'd just done, or they were still getting through Origins. So I think a lot of that stuff, like a lot of that momentum came back around for Valhalla. My own personal thoughts on Valhalla is that that game was boring as hell, that like I'm 3 hours in and I'm waiting for it to be a game. I'm
it's
sick
supposed
of just
to get better,
traveling.
Scott Tilford.
It's supposed to. It's just, oh my God, I've heard really good things about it, but oh my God, the start of that game, like a 3 hour tutorial, just 3,000 kilometers, go to a point, do a thing, travel somewhere else, do a thing. But Call of Duty, though, like obviously it is going to go up directly against Assassin's Creed. But I think that the momentum is in AC's favor, whereas I think that Call of Duty, like, it's not that everybody has been following all the behind the scenes stuff, all the, you know, development problems that they've had, but there was a switch over in devs to get Black Ops Cold War over the finish line kind of thing. But I think that did kind of have a knock on effect to the way that it was marketed, the amount of gameplay clips that we were shown, like, in the run up to now. And I saw even Jim Sterling tweeting out on, you know, the other day, just saying, like, I don't even realize there was a Call of Duty game out. And I think that in amongst all the you know, the talk about the new consoles and every other sort of game that's out there, like, you know, Spider-Man, Godfall, whatever, Call of Duty has just sort of fallen down a little bit right now. Like, even I the other day, obviously I'm trying to play through as much stuff as possible, and it was that reaction of like, oh, it's a Call of Duty launch weekend, like that should mean something, or it used to. But I think it's just because it is kind of overshadowed by so many other factors, whether that's Assassin's Creed or the new consoles.
Well, that's, I mean, we've done plenty of videos, you know, since the start of this year, asking the question, did 2020 need another Call of Duty? And that was primarily because of the things going on behind the scenes. You know, if you don't remember, there was a report, and I think it was last year, on Kotaku, I'm pretty sure. Should have researched that before I came on. But essentially said that this year's Call of Duty was supposed to be a co-development between Sledgehammer and Raven Software. You know, they had the three-year cycles. We weren't supposed to get a Treyarch-produced Call of Duty until next year. Apparently, this year's was just a complete mess. Treyarch was called in. It was rebranded as Black Ops, and it was pushed out the door. So there's that being going on behind the scenes, and we've been like, well, did they need to rush it? Modern Warfare's been doing well. They launched Warzone at the start of this year. That's recently got just up near 80 million players, which is absolutely mad. So they didn't really, quote, like, need a Call of Duty. They did just to get some money in, but they didn't need to push one out because players are still playing the previous version and, you know, this Battle Royale spin-off. But at the same time, like, Black Ops is a huge brand. You would expect this franchise to sell, you know, really well, regardless of whether it's cross-gen or not. Like I said, Ghost earlier, that was a cross-gen game, and that slightly dipped in sales, but also that wasn't exactly well-received, and it was at the start of a new franchise. It didn't have the same name brand going into it that the Black Ops series does. So it's a very weird one, and I know that Activision actually announced that it had, Cold War, had the highest fastest selling digital release, so it's sold really well digitally, but whether or not that'll be enough to make up a 64% deficit in physical sales, I don't know. And I don't think it's just that the entire industry is trending towards digitally, because last year Modern Warfare's box sales, they were up, so it has no reason to, you know, it's not like that physical was in decline for this series and then this is kind of like the end point of it. It's the fact that box sales were up last year and now they're deep down this year, when like Assassin's Creed, like I said, their box sales were double from the last one, and even with everything that's going on right now. So I don't think it's as cut and dry as, oh, the industry's changing, or, oh, it's a cross-gen thing. I think there is just a strange kind of lack of appetite for a new Call of Duty in 2020. And don't get me wrong, there are definitely people out there who are looking forward to it, but not on the same level that we've had, you know, year in, year out up until this point.
Well, I mean, I like, that's another thing as well, is getting hands-on with, it's got such a long name, Black Ops Cold War. getting hands-on with that, like, I've had a great time with it, but I like the campaign and stuff. I like the whole multiple brand, like the different branching paths and the different endings and stuff like that. Like, I like that idea, but it is maybe just that brass tacks thing of people being more than satisfied with last year's game, and they've supported it alongside Warzone like the whole time through. And I mean, for me, I like the reception to the beta and the alpha for Black Ops Cold War wasn't that positive. It was like very much like, you know, we like you said, the initial thing is we don't really need this, but then also it uses a different game engine from last year, so it does feel different, to the point where you'd need to play them side by side, but it is a different overall feel, a different sense of kineticism, a different sense of, you know, you can't mount your weapons to cover anymore. It's just the sense of locomotion and momentum in Black Ops Cold War just is different to Modern Warfare. So it's, if you're loving that new feel, which I am, last year's one is the most I've loved a Call of Duty since like Modern Warfare 2 or something, or maybe the first Black Ops, then this one is maybe a harder sell. Like, I still think that this is a great game, and I'm enjoying the campaign, I'm loving the multiplayer, but you can see the development side of it kind of come through in the, you know, the lack of missions, the lack of maps that are there, and the amount of repetition, the lack of modes that are there. I mean, you were saying that, because you've played Warzone, like, throughout this year, and then comparing that to, like, going from one game to the next, like, you kind of feel like this one is maybe a little bit lacking.
Yeah, totally, and it's such a weird experience, because in like a vacuum, I think Cold War is it's pretty good. Like, I'm enjoying it when I jump on. It's just that I'm almost enjoying it in spite of itself, because I can see all of the corners that have been cut, in the way that they've taken a step back in some ways from Modern Warfare, like both in terms of, you know, actual game feel, in terms of you know, even like little things like the aim assist and stuff like that. It's very noticeable, and it's a decent game just in the shadow of last year's release. I don't think it holds up quite as well, and then you have to bundle that in with the fact that I think the fractured development is quite apparent in the lack of content on display. Like, we got, you know, review copies for it, so I didn't, you know, pay for it, but I feel like if I did splash a bunch of cash on it, you know what I mean? Like, I would be disappointed with the amount of maps that are in there. I feel like that's lacking even compared to, you know, the last Black Ops, never mind 2019's Modern Warfare. And I can just sort of see where there's a good game in there. It just doesn't feel finished, which is really, really annoying and perhaps understandable. But I feel like everyone sort of saw this coming a mile off, and if they delayed it till next year, we could be having like a really great Black Ops installment that like runs really well, brings us back to the sort of arcadey goodness that the original Black Ops games, you know, reveled in, that would offer a great kind of alternative to Modern Warfare. Because I do think there are obviously people who don't like that style for legitimate reasons and kind of want to return to the more classic COD gameplay and stuff. And this kind of gives you it, but for me, it's like, for me, it's a bit of a half step, and it just feels, it just feels a weirdly off. And I personally didn't necessarily need it. And I know it's a big experimental year for Call of Duty. They didn't even announce it until like, wasn't it like August or something? It was extremely late. Yeah. So it's been a quick turnaround from announcement to release, coupled in with everything that's going on, coupled in with, you know, the next gen consoles just coming out. It's a, I think it was a risk that might not necessarily pay off in the long run.
It is fascinating, because I think that, like, you know, if they'd released this as like a content pack for Modern Warfare, if they went forward with the whole games as a service thing, alongside the way that they're letting you sort of segment which parts of the game you want to download, like you do the same thing with Black Ops Cold War, where you choose, do you want to install parts of the campaign, parts of the multiplayer, or whatever. If they'd overhauled Modern Warfare and just had that as like Call of Duty, the platform, and you know, you download whether you want the 2019's Modern Warfare pack to be plugged in, different multiplayer maps, and then they added on Black Ops Cold War and you inserted that onto the same, you know, launcher, like that would have been a way to maybe make it more palatable in regards to how little content there is for this newest release. But obviously then they can't do their unit sales, they can't do their whole bundle Call of Duty in with a new console, and it just gets a bit more muddy as to how you communicate that access point to like a new, you know, a mass audience that are buying new consoles. So I think like I get the whole business reality of we need a new Call of Duty, it's a new console, we need to make this work. And for me, like, I still think it's a great game for what's there. Like, I think that there's, you know, what is there is incredibly fun. I love the multiplayer. And like, I think that the campaign, like I said, the branching storyline thing is great to see. So the what's there is great, it's just that there's not that much of it. And even after you've spent a few hours with it, you do start to see the repeated maps, you know, it's the repeated modes, like it becomes immediately apparent that it's undercooked in that way. But I had a hell of a lot more fun with this than I did with Ghosts. So I think that, and as much as, you know, like, I think they have managed to tick the box of play some Call of Duty alongside your new console. And I've always loved, like, Raven as a developer. I think that them pulling it out at all is like, you know, they've managed to get it over the finish line. It's just that it is such a small product. I just, like I said, I think that, like, you know, you can see the lack of overall content. I think those things will come in time, but it's just a hell of a weird spot to be in. But at least it's better than, I guess, the turn of the last generation.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say so. Like, the big question for me is how this game is going to impact the entire, like, Call of Duty franchise as a whole going forward, because does taking, you know, the developers off the 3-year cycle and putting them back onto a 2-year cycle, because the rumors are already saying that next year's Call of Duty is going to be Modern Warfare 2, you know, a new version, that would give Infinity Ward 2 years to make it. So, like, I want to know what knock-on effect this is going to be had, because ultimately, like, when it comes to Activision's bottom line, even the number 2 best-selling game is going to net them a lot of money, and probably pushing them out for this year's fiscal year will be worth it, because it's still going to sell, like, you know, really well, whether or not it's number 1. What my worry comes from is whether or not this will have an impact, like, down the line. Will this mean that next year's Call of Duty is also rushed? What does this mean for Treyarch's original plans for their next game and stuff like that? How much does this throw into disarray the bigger picture just to get one game out? Like, that's where my just kind of, I don't know, I'm always assuming the worst, Scott Tilford, and when it comes to this series, because of what's happened and everything behind the scenes, I am assuming the worst, even though I'm still having fun at the end of the day on this Cold War game.
Well, I think that's where I'm at. And obviously there is just that sheer reality of last year's game is still doing fine. Modern Warfare is my favorite Call of Duty, the newest one. And they could have just kept going with that. It's like, at some point, those ideals were going to clash. The idea of an annually released game with a games as a service model, one of them was going to overlap and cancel the other one out. And it's just, we're right on that nexus. So I think, like, watching it unfold, watching the sales reaction, has been a lot of people going, I don't even need this. I have Modern Warfare. Yeah. It's fine. And the campaign alone on Black Ops Cold War, it isn't enough to bring people in. So I think we'll keep an eye on it. Like you said, they put the tweets out saying that, like, it's had the fastest selling launch in franchise history or whatever, but it's always a specific set of data that they can use to say that. And obviously we're talking about physical sales for now. So I guess, yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. If you've picked up Black Ops Cold War, what are your thoughts on it? Or if you didn't pick it up, let us know what you think about that too. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.